The Chasam Sofer has a beautiful insight into the root or the source of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and we're going to get there at the end. But this is the build-up to how Yeshayahu pronounced the Karasa LaShabbos Oneg. Where did it come from? He got it from somewhere, says the Chasam Sofer. He got it from our Parsha. So here we go. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah tells us that Moshe convinced Paro to give the Jews off one day a week. Moshe said to Paro, you know, you're overworking your avadim, and if you work them 7 days a week, they're going to burn out, and they're not going to be as efficient and as effective, so you need to give them a day off. Paro says to Moshe, says the Medrash, good idea, let's give them a day off. Moshe selects Shabbos, so they get off on Shabbos. So in Mitzrayim, the Avarim, according to the Medrash, the Bnei Yisrael were Shomrei Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer tries to understand how it was that he convinced Paro to give Bnei Yisrael off on Shabbos, and he explains that he advised Paro based on the philosophers of the time and the astrologers to explain that on Shabbos, there are these two mazalos that rule over the world. That's the mazal of Shabsai and Ma'adim. In modern parlance, Shabsai refers to Saturn and Ma'adim refers to Mars. But those are the two mazalos that rule over the world on Shabbos. And those mazalos will ensure that any work that you do on Shabbos will not be successful. And as a result, Paro was convinced and said, that's a great idea. Let's give them off on Shabbos. So that's really how Moshe was able to convince Paro to give them off on Shabbos and not a Wednesday. So armed with this information, we now come to our Parsha. And in Shmos Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Gimel, we're told, Dabru el kol adas b'nei el kol adas Yisrael lemor be'esar lachodesh hazeh v'yikchu lehem ish sel beis avos sel abayis, that the commandment came from on high to command all of Klal Yisrael to take a lamb on the 10th day of Nisan to prepare for Malchus Bechoros, but really to prepare for Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Korban Pesach. Now there's some significance here as to the date, the 10th day of Nisan. What's so significant about it? Well, the Gemara in Shabbos on Peizayin Amud Beis tells us that on the 15th day of Nisan, Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. That's not what the Gemara says, that's what the Chumash says. But the Gemara tells us that the 15th day of Nisan was a Thursday. If the 15th day of Nisan was a Thursday, that means the 10th day of Nisan was Shabbos. And the command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Mishchu Ukechu Lechem Tzon, to take that lamb, that sivui was given on Shabbos. Parenthetically, this Shabbos is known as Shabbos HaGadol. And there is a discussion as to why don't we celebrate every Shabbos before Pesach as Shabbos HaGadol, and not specifically the 10th, and as opposed to, why don't we celebrate the 10th as the Shabbos HaGadol? But that's for another discussion. Nevertheless, there's a problem here. Because the Mitzrayim, right, says the Levush in his commentary on Hilchos Pesach, he says, when discussing Shabbos HaGadol, the Mitzrayim were dumbfounded. They said, I don't understand. You have told us, Moshe, all along that on Shabbos you don't work, it's your day off, and now you have a commandment on Shabbos to take your lamb. What exactly is happening here? So Moshe and Bnei Yisrael said to the Mitzrayim, well, what do you mean? We have a commandment to take this lamb because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a few days is going to perform this devastating plague where all the firstborn are going to be killed. And the Medrash continues, where the Levush writes that the firstborn ran to Paro and said, let them go, please, they're going to kill all the firstborn. And Paro and his officers ignore the pleas of the firstborn, and as a result, a civil war breaks out. before Malchus Bechoros, a civil war breaks out within Egypt, based on the words "Lemakei Mitzrayim Bivchorehem," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Makkah with in the Bivchorehem with their firstborn. That's before Malchus Bechoros. There was already a civil war that took place between them. But nevertheless, on Shabbos, we have this command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take this lamb. The Mitzrayim are dumbfounded. They don't understand because on Shabbos, there's Shvisim and Melacha. You're not supposed to be working. That's the day off because of the Mazalos. So explains the Chasam Sofer. That's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Tzivui on the 10th day. That's exactly why he made that Tzivui on Shabbos. He was trying to show the Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim that on the 10th day, we have to do some form of, let's not call it malacha, but some form of creating or showing our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some passion for Hashem, and even more so, a passion for Shabbos and an appreciation for the 10th day, which was Shabbos. As the Chasam Sofer writes, "Umishum hachi lechu se mi be'asor lechodesh." That's why the commandment came specifically on the 10th day, "Biyom haShabbos lehoros," to teach them, "Kibo yatzliach b'mecha chalaz lekorban Pesach." By doing it this way, that's how you'll be matzliach to offer the korban Pesach at the right time, and in that zchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pass over the homes of Bnei Yisrael, and they won't be injured. But based on this, says the Chasam Sofer, you see something really important. We see the idea that on Shabbos, there is a prohibition to do malacha. We require to be shoves mi malacha. However, people may be confused and say, why are we being shoves mi malacha? Some people will say, oh, you know why we're shoves mi malacha? We're not working because the mazel of Shabbos and Madim, we're not going to be matzliach if we do any work on Shabbos. Therefore, we should be completely idle and do absolutely nothing on Shabbos. Says the Chasam Sofer, in response to that attitude, in order to show that we completely reject that ideology, that is where the command of Oneg Shabbos emanates from. No one should say that we're Shovis Mimalacha because of the Shlita of Shabbos and Madim. Rather, we show our proactive on Shabbos, not just Zachar Shabbos Lekadsho Zechira Al Hayayin. It's not just a mitzvah of Zechira Al Hayayin, but it's more than that. We show a special kavod for Shabbos and a special oneg for Shabbos. We go out of our way to do things, not backbreaking labor, but conduct ourselves in a manner which gives a beauty and a joy for the day. And this, says the Chasam Sofer, is the source for Yeshaya's commandment of Kiddush, of Imtashiv Mishabas Raglecha Asos Chavatzecha Biyom Kodshi Vekarasa L'Shabas Oneg L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubad. What's the purpose of, where does Karasa L'Shabas Oneg, where does he get this from? He gets it from this story. He gets it from Parshas Bo, where Moshe went out of his way to show the Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael that on Shabbos, we don't sit idle. We don't want people to be confused that Shabbos is a day where we're not going to be matzliach in our melacha because that's what the astrologers tell us. But rather, we do work. We make it a special day. We don't do backbreaking labor. We make it a special day. And we're mechabi the Shabbos, and we're ma'anig the Shabbos. And here, says the Chasam Sofer, is the source related in biblical terms to the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Have a great day.